This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, March 21st. Chilly start to this Friday morning, 49 degrees right now. The average temperatures throughout the area is going up to only the upper 60s today, and that's going to be toward sunset. So it's going to be a kind of cool feeling day, but we better enjoy it because before you know it, the heat and humidity is going to be your highs in the mid-70s for both Saturday and Sunday. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Christopher Millen, founder and CEO of Beacon Bio, to talk about a biotech startup here in New Orleans and what they're working on as it relates to ovarian cancer. Good morning, Christopher. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. I'm always excited about innovation and things that move the city forward, especially when it comes to women's health. Tell me a little bit first when we get started here about Beacon Bio and about this news that we're talking about surrounding your company.
Sure. So the company's called Beacon Bio.
Beacon, I'm sorry.
And that's all right. We're developing blood tests in general for early cancer detection. And the idea is that we have great treatments available for many different types of cancer, but some patients are not getting access to those treatments just because we're diagnosing a lot of those cancers too late. And so the goal is to be able to surveil patients that are at higher risk for particular cancer types and connect them to very effective therapies to potentially save their lives.
So the grant that you received from the National Science Foundation, is that at risk at all with DOGE? That's the first question that popped into my mind when I saw the work you're doing and the National Science Foundation, as I understand it, an independent federal agency that supports science and engineering, but it is a federal agent. So tell me about that. Are you worried?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we're fortunate that these small business innovation grants have not been too strongly affected by changes at DOGE or changes that are being enacted by DOGE. And the project itself is already funded and we're already getting started on that work. You know, we'll see when we apply for phase two if some of these governmental changes affect us. But at the moment, we have the green light to go.
But when it comes to finding, and we'll talk about early detection in a second and why it's so important to ovarian cancer, but federal funding has played a large role in a lot of the advances that we've had in medical treatment, right?
Absolutely. To get to this point, I've worked with a lot of private investors that, you know, supported and had vision for what we were working on. Some of them actually are based in Mandeville. And that enabled us to get some foundational data that we could then take to the federal government and say, we have a chance to create a product here. But this federal funding is really necessary for us to be able to take that step to get from the point where we're in the lab to the point where, you know, we have an actual product.
Let me take a quick break. We'll talk about the importance of catching ovarian cancer early, and more with Christopher Millen, founder and CEO of Beckon Bio, a new startup in New Orleans working on a liquid biopsy that could detect ovarian cancer earlier and save lives. 820 traffic, WWL. It is 7:25. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Christopher Millen, founder and CEO of Beckon, about their work as it relates to in New Orleans, a biotech startup about detection of ovarian cancer. Tell me why it's so early detection so important when it comes to ovarian cancer, Christopher.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous, but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Sure. Ovarian cancer is really one of the types where when it's diagnosed at stage one, the therapies are so good that survival rates are above 90%. But if it's diagnosed at stages three or four, the survival rates drop into the 30s. And unfortunately, that's when the majority of cases are found. So it's really one cancer type where early detection has, you know, a huge effect on the survival rate.
So what you're doing sounds pretty advanced. Can you kind of explain it a little bit more simple for the layman in us?
Yes. The way I like to explain it is that when a tumor forms and those cancer cells form in a specific organ, they're kind of living in their house, but they're making a lot of phone calls. They're sending a lot of communication signals out into the blood to communicate with other parts of the body. And a lot of those signals are phone calls to the site where they want to spread to, where they want to metastasize to. And what our technologies let us do is filter out all of the other things that are in the blood so that we can hone in on those signals very specifically. And the second part of our technology lets us decode them so that we can say, you know, this is very sensitively, this code came from a cancer cell. And we build that, we engineer that code into the blood tests.
This seems like a big step when it comes to current diagnostic methods, isn't it?
It is. You know, the current diagnostic methods are more reactive. You know, a patient comes in with a symptom, they'll get an MRI or an ultrasound for ovarian cancer, and it's diagnosed after the fact. And that's why, you know, these stages one and two tend to be asymptomatic, and that's why we don't catch them early enough. So this would be a big step.
We talk about, you know, New Orleans becoming a biotech center, medical corridor, all of that. What does this grant mean for both Beckon Bio and the New Orleans biotech community?
It means everything. I think when I graduated from Tulane in 2009, the idea of starting a biotech company in New Orleans, you know, would have been a little bit of a challenge. But the folks at the New Orleans Bioinnovation Center and folks putting together the BioDistrict have done so much since then. That it is possible. And this funding that we got really lets us take this big step. You know, the big thing that we need to do now is clinical validation of the tests, and the funding will let us do that with gynecological oncologists at LSU, Ochsner, Tulane, and Touro as part of this process.
A lot of people have never heard of the Bioinnovation Center. Tell me a little bit about that and the role that it plays.
Yeah, it's essentially, you can imagine it like a WeWork, but specifically for biotech. It's a beautiful building at the north end of Canal Street, and they allow every size of biotech company to come in, have access to lab space. They do a lot of programming to help companies that are in there access funding. And specifically for us, they helped us find support to write this grant because, you know, these grants are very competitive. They have a very specific language, and you kind of need that external support on top of the good idea.
That's a industry in and of itself, isn't it? Grant writing,
it
pretty
is.
Much.
It absolutely is. Yes.
Tell me if somebody wants to find out more about what it is that Beckon's doing, or about your studies and the future of cancer detection. How do they do that, Chris?
I think the easiest way is to just check out our website. It's beken.bio, beken.bio, and there's our contact information on there. We'd love to hear from anybody that's interested in working with us or learning more about what we're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate your time and your efforts. I really do, and good luck. I hope it all works out.
Thank you so much, Tommy. Take care.
You bet. Christopher Milan, founder and CEO of Beckon Bio. A lot going on, and we talked about, you know, development when it comes to the medical corridor. This goes back to after Katrina and so forth. So let's hope this all works out and it leads to bigger and better things. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member, not just about the mayor's travel ban, but WWL-TV's story saying that New Orleans is $800 million short to complete roadwork projects. What? We'll talk about it when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.